The Hobbit, Disc 3.
The great goblin gave a truly awful howl of rage when he looked at it, and all his soldiers gnashed their teeth, clashed their swords, and stamped. They knew the sword at once. It had killed hundreds of goblins in its time, when the fair elves of Gondolin hunted them in the hills or did battle before their walls. They had called it Orcrist, Goblin Cleaver, but the goblins called it simply Biter. They hated it, and hated worse anyone that carried it.
"Murderers and elf friends!" the great goblin shouted. "Slash them, beat them, bite them, gnash them. Take them away to dark holes full of snakes, and never let them see the light again."
He was in such a rage that he jumped off his seat and himself rushed at Thorin with his mouth open. Just at that moment all the lights in the cavern went out, and the great fire went off, poof, into a tower of blue glowing smoke, right up to the roof, that scattered piercing white sparks all among the goblins. The yells and yammering, croaking, gibbering and jabbering, howls, growls and curses, shrieking and shrieking that followed were beyond description. Several hundred wild cats and wolves being roasted slowly alive together would not have compared with it. The sparks were burning holes in the goblins, and the smoke that now fell from the roof made the air too thick for even their eyes to see through. Soon they were falling over one another and rolling in heaps on the floor, biting and kicking and fighting as if they had all gone mad. Suddenly a sword flashed in its own light. Bilbo saw it go right through the great goblin as he stood dumbfounded in the middle of the rage. He fell dead, and the goblin soldiers fled before the sword, shrieking into the darkness. The sword went back into its sheath.
"Follow me quick," said a voice fierce and quiet, and before Bilbo understood what had happened, he was trotting along again, as fast as he could trot, at the end of the line, down more dark passages with the yells of the goblin hall growing fainter behind him. A pale light was leading them on.
"Quicker, quicker," said the voice. "The torches will soon be relit."
"Half a minute," said Dory,
who was at the back next to Bilbo, and a decent fellow. He made the hobbit scramble on his shoulders as best he could with his tied hands, and then off they all went at a run, with a clink clink of chains, and many a stumble, since they had no hands to steady themselves with. Not for a long while did they stop, and by that time they must have been right down in the very mountain's heart. Then Gandalf lit up his wand. Of course it was Gandalf, but just then they were too busy to ask how he got there. He took out his sword again, and again it flashed in the dark by itself. It burned with a rage that made it gleam if goblins were about. Now it was bright as blue flame for delight in the killing of the great lord of the cave. It made no trouble whatever of cutting through the goblin chains and setting all the prisoners free as quickly as possible. This sword's name was Glamdring the Foehammer, if you remember. The goblins just called it Beater, and hated it worse than Biter, if possible. Orcrist, too, had been saved, for Gandalf had brought it along as well, snatching it from one of the terrified guards. Gandalf thought of most things.